Oh man, this music is giving me flashbacks to childhood movies. All right, so as we head into the Thanksgiving weekend, we are reminded repeatedly that these are the busiest travel days of the year. AAA expects 55 million Americans to take the roads and skies to join family and friends. Drivers at the taxi and rideshare lounge at the Phoenix Sky Harbor International Airport are preparing for the throngs of travelers expected to hit the airport in the next 24 hours. And producer Richard Copeland stopped by the rideshare lounge.
I'm Brandon, doing my best to get ready, you know, getting lots of sleep before the night, and just maintain that like positive spirit. Honestly, I feel like it's really important, especially around this time of year, to just be like beacon of light for people. I want to get an early start so I can wrap up before noon, just so I can have some good turkey, you know. Yesterday and today have proven to be really slow, actually. Not as busy as I normally like it to be.
So what are you listening to with passengers when you're coming up on the holidays like this?
Actually, in general, I like to play this game with myself, and I try and guess what it is exactly that my passengers are into listening to. And I do that based on like what energy I'm feeling from them, what style of clothes they got on. And depending on how I feel, I'll throw on a jam that I feel suits them. And it's funny, actually, a lot of times I get it right.
It's a little bit disappointing these first 2 days of this week, right? It's very, very slow. And so the word on the street is that Wednesday and Thursday could be potentially good, but you never really know. Driving Uber is always a twist in strategy, and you always have to be where the rides are. That's not always the airport. Sometimes it's out on the streets, sometimes it's the airport, and you have to really kind of watch it closely if you want to make money and get the rides. Right now, the streets are dead. There's nothing out there. What is my strategy? It'll be watching what's going on out on the streets surge-wise, and it'll be watching how quickly the airport is moving through passengers and cars. So if we're watching those things and we're seeing the airport heat up, we come to the airport. If the airport slows down, then we go out to the street.
Will you be driving on Thanksgiving?
I will. All day. All day and as late as I can go at night.
You are very good.
Just more people coming in, and you got to get them to the destination, you know. It's the same job, you know. You customer service, get them to their location safely, and do it again. That's all I can tell you. They're excited about being home, and you know they're really cheerful. They're in the holiday mood, you know, especially for Thanksgiving and Christmas. I see it. Absolutely, I'll be driving on Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's. Did it last year. It's pretty cool, man. Pretty cool.
That was Uber drivers Brandon, Christine, and Freddie as they steel themselves for the holiday surge this Thanksgiving Eve.